Well, it's time to kick off three more stories as part of the No Sweat News to gear you up Friday for the quiz. And I believe it's Buck Cherry tickets on the line here.
Oof.
For the Rats Nutcracker Ball. And they're getting ready to rock out with War for the Crown, The Fuzz, and Black Dawn. December 12th, Starland Ballroom.
There it is.
If you miss any of the stories, don't sweat it. Get over to WRT.com. We'll have them posted up in the podcast section. All right, story number one. We take things to Dateline, Pennsylvania. The police in Pennsylvania got a phone call around 4:30 in the morning about someone inside a Macy's.
Uh-oh.
But when they went there, they found someone had stolen money from the registers and no sign of the thief. After 5 hours of searching, they finally figured it out when they found a 32-year-old guy named Nicholas Redmond hiding in the ceiling. Turns out he just quit Macy's 3 weeks ago and still had a set of keys on him.
Inside job.
Right. So he just let himself in, but then he, when he went to go hide from the cops, hey, he went up into the ceiling.
And they caught him in the ceiling.
Yep.
That's good police work right there.
It's not all about the movies where people, you know, break in through the ceilings.
And the air duct.
Right.
I know. I always see that in the movies, and I'm like, I would never crawl through an air duct in my life.
They're all clean. There's you don't see, like, the screws going through the ductwork.
It's just,
like
that. They're always very claustrophobic.
Well, this guy, Nicholas Redmond, he stole at least $7,000 at night, and cops have connected him to two other thefts at a Macy's where he stole about $5,000 other dollars.
Oh, boy.
He's facing some serious charges right there.
That's illegal.
Getting caught right up in the ceiling. And other news, we take things to Dateline, Texas, where a woman in a Mercedes SUV drove up to a Botox clinic in Sugar Land, Texas, last Friday night. Then she pulled out a grinding saw and used it to break in.
Huh?
She climbed into the office, stole some of the anti-aging products, and then took off.
Well, she's very specific. That's someone who...
She's driving around a Mercedes. You can't afford anti-aging products. The cops are trying to track her down. They released the surveillance video and description. She's about 35 to 45 years old with blonde hair and a thin build. And I'm telling you right now, I guarantee her face is probably frozen.
I say it's Katy Perry, and I have no lead on that, and I hate to disparage the name, but you said 35 to 45, blonde.
Yeah, that's right. Finish, she dyed her hair,
Mercedes.
Right? Yep.
And a little bit of a screwball. All due respect.
Is she from Texas?
She is from the South, I think, but I don't think Texas. I'll look into it, Gotzi, but, you know, yeah. I'm a detective in my spare time.
Now, that would be awesome if it was Katy Perry. That'd be on the Celebrity Police Blotter Injury Report, though. And lastly here, oh boy, this guy. Dateline Toronto. A man broke into a business in Toronto on Friday, and he stole some food, which he ate inside. But he also left one clue.
What?
He left a photocopy of his face.
See, what the hell? What are you doing? What was the reason for it?
I guess there was two possible explanations.
Okay.
He was trying to go for the wet bandits thing, you know? Signature move was to leave behind a copy.
Yeah.
You know, with all the clog in the drains.
Yeah, from Home Alone? All right.
Or he was in the office and thought he'd seem to be fun to Xerox his face, because that's exactly what he did. And then he forgot to take the results with him.
I'm going with the latter. He was just like, copy machine. Well, I have a face. Let's play.
Either way, the cops now have a picture of his face, and they're trying to track this idiot down.
Yeah, that's a bad move right there.
Screenshotting your face on a Xerox machine.
You might as well have left your driver's license, pal.
Pretty much. Should have just stayed there.
My God.
Unbelievable, right? There you go with three more stories as far as Wednesday is considered for the No Sweat News. We'll gear you up Friday for that quiz. And like I said, I believe Buck Cherry tickets are on the line with the Rats Nutcracker Ball, Starland Ballroom, December 12th.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.